Paris, and its symbol, the Eiffel Tower.
Il y a de l'orage dans l'air, il y a de l'eau dans le gaz entre le jazz et la java.
Not only does it enchant people with its beauty, it is also a true miracle of engineering. The same applies to its solidity. The tower is capable of standing up to the strongest winds and shocks.
Il y a de l'orage dans l'air, il y a de l'eau dans le gaz entre le jazz et la java. Quand j'écoute Béa,
the source of the inspiration behind the Eiffel Tower is most interesting. The tower was inspired by the design of a bone in the human body. This is the powerful thigh bone, which bears a major part of the body's weight. The anatomist Hermann von Mayer, studying the human skeleton in the early 1850s, realized something rather interesting. In an upright position, the thigh bone was capable of bearing a one-ton weight. And the bone was made up of tiny interconnected struts, like a cage. In 1866, the Swiss engineer Karl Kullmann realized that the structure of the bone rested on a very fine plan. These struts in the form of a cage reduce the effect of any weight or pressure placed on the bone. That is because they are arranged along the lines of force generated when standing. Kullmann thought that this miracle of creation might also be used in modern architecture. And the Eiffel Tower was constructed with cage-like struts, just as in the thigh bone. A miracle of God in the human body had formed the source of inspiration for technology. Information in nature is currently being used in a great many fields, from construction to the health sector. And this information has resulted in the emergence of a new branch of science, biomimetics. The science of biomimetics studies the designs in nature and creates solutions based on these designs. The reason why the designs in nature are so perfect as to inspire technology is that they are all the works of God. The Almighty God reveals examples of His infinite wisdom in the creatures He has created. In this film, we shall be seeing examples of the science of biomimetics and examining what a huge proof of creation nature actually is. Thank you. A great many different materials are employed in nature. And these materials possess very special qualities. They work in silence. They have attractive appearances and strong structures. And they can also be restored to their original state. Each of these materials has properties which can be used in technological studies. Porcelain is a frequently used material in daily life. It is found in a wide range of fields, from construction to the electricity sector. Its production requires temperatures of 1,000 to 1,500 degrees centigrade. Natural porcelain is also found in living things. One example is the shells of sea creatures. Furthermore, the formation of these shells requires a temperature of only 4 degrees centigrade. This amazing design attracted the attention of the Turkish scientist İlhan Aksay. During his research into sea creature shells, Aksay became aware of the extraordinary structure of the abalone. This creature has a very resistant shell. So strong, in fact, that it is twice as tough as the ceramics produced by advanced technology. Billy Goodman, an American science writer, made the following comments on this material. Magnified 300,000 times with an electron microscope, the shell looks like a brick wall, with calcium carbonate bricks alternating with a protein mortar. Despite the essentially brittle nature of the calcium carbonate, the shell is extremely strong and less brittle than man-made ceramics due to its laminated structure. Inspired by these models, Aksay developed a very hard and resistant material, a laminated version of the boron carbide aluminium material. It is used as armor on US military vehicles. Man-made materials eventually crack and break. It is impossible to restore a broken material to its original state. It can only be partially repaired. Whereas materials in nature possess an extraordinary mechanism whereby they can renew themselves. Scientists studying this property have created self-renewing materials such as polymers and polycyclates. Most of the materials in nature are made up of distinct components. These are known as composites. Fiberglass, used in a great many fields today, is an artificial composite. This material is light, strong and flexible. Fiberglass is used in the production of sporting goods, Formula One race cars, yachts, and even aircraft and spacecraft parts. Yet this material has also been found in some living things, right from the day they came into being. One of these is the crocodile. The special tissue in the crocodile's thick skin has the same structure as fiberglass. This tissue is made very strong by the fibers it contains. Added to the tissues, these fibers make the tissue exceedingly tough. Artificial composites are much weaker and more primitive than these. Natural composites, like all materials in nature, are an example of God's matchless artistry of creation. God indicates in the Quran that there are examples in the creatures He created. And in your creation and all the creatures He has spread about, there are signs for people with certainty. Another example of a natural composite are the tissues that join the muscles and bones together, tendons. Thanks to the fibers that constitute them, tendons are exceedingly strong and resistant. This explains why the tendon design has become a source of inspiration in the construction industry. The steel girder technology used in suspension bridges was developed with the same structure as tendons. Janine M. Benyus from Rutgers University writes in her book on biomimicry, "The tendon in your forearm is a twisted bundle of cables, like the cables used in a suspension bridge. Each individual cable is itself a twisted bundle of thinner cables. Each of these thinner cables is itself a twisted bundle of molecules, which are, of course, twisted helical bundles of atoms." This incomparable design in the tendon is one of the proofs of the artistry in God's creation. In one verse of the Quran, God reveals, "We created them and made their joints strong, and if we wish, we can replace them with others like them." In nature, a great many different species of insects produce silk, yet the silk of one of these is really very special. The spiders. The spider's web is one of the strongest materials in the world. The silky spider thread, less than 1 millimeter across, is 5 times stronger than steel of the same dimensions. This thread can stretch up to 4 times its own length. It is so light that a thread stretching 3 times around the world would weigh no more than 1 kilogram. All spiders produce threads with different properties, and these threads can be restored to their original states. A spider can easily turn a damaged web back into silk again. For example, the spider, Diadematos, uses the secretion glands in its abdomen to produce 7 different types of thread. The DuPont Company, the world's largest manufacturer of chemical substances, initiated a major research study to examine spider thread. At the end of this long research, costing tens of millions of dollars, the molecular structure of spider thread was finally unraveled in the DuPont laboratories. Following that, this molecular structure was imitated to produce the strongest known material in the world, Kevlar. Although nowhere nearly as strong and resistant as spider thread, Kevlar is still the strongest material capable of being produced by man. Traveling at 150 meters a second, a bullet makes a hole in whatever it hits. Yet it cannot penetrate Kevlar. Kevlar is used in the production of bulletproof vests, in aircraft carrier hawsers to bring planes to a halt, in mine shoes, in the space industry, and everywhere where strength is essential. Yet spider thread, which man imitated to produce Kevlar, is a great deal stronger than Kevlar itself. In other words, using the most advanced technology and finest laboratories, the best scientists in the world studied the thread produced by a tiny insect and tried to imitate it. Even then, they still failed to match the ability of this tiny creature. That is because God created the spider. God gave this little creature the magnificent abilities it possesses. Skyscrapers, the pride of the 21st century. Yet these imposing structures gave rise to a new problem that would stretch the minds of architects and engineers. Keeping the outsides of tall buildings clean. Many companies all over the world conducted research and tried to find a solution to this problem. Yet the answer finally came not from laboratories and technology, but from somewhere very familiar, from nature. This is a lotus flower, known as the white lily. It grows in muddy and dirty environments. Yet its leaves are always clean. There are specks of dust on the surface of the lotus. Yet the flower gets rid of them in a most interesting manner. The lotus directs the drops of rain on its leaves towards the dust particles. The raindrops gather up all the dust. And the leaves are again spotless. The lotus thus always remains clean. This feature of the lotus is today used in the design of building exteriors. One company, ISPO, even produced an external cladding material known as lotusan. The difference between the two faces can be seen clearly. That on the right cleanses itself, just like the lotus, with raindrops. A plant offers a solution to a problem which the finest architects, engineers, and material producing companies were unable to solve. In order to solve the problem, the plant needs physics, chemistry, molecular biology, and industrial design. Yet it possesses neither eyes, ears, nor brain. The fact that the lotus plant possesses such a system, or that it is able to clean its outside in this way, is proof that God created it. This is how God reveals that there are proofs in plants in nature for people of understanding. It is He who sends down water from the sky. Thus we bring forth plants of every type with it. We produce green vegetation from it. We produce close-growing grain from it, and the palm trees laden with clusters of dates close at hand produced from pollen, as well as orchards full of grapes, olives, and pomegranates, which are so similar and yet dissimilar. Look at their fruit as He causes it to grow and ripen. In that there are signs for people who believe. The accidents taking place in these driving tests happen hundreds of times every day, all over the world. Yet in the near future, we may be seeing no more of these awful accidents. Scientists are studying how to do away with this problem forever. And they are inspired by a living thing in nature. Locusts. Locusts have solved their own traffic problem, which is even worse than that facing man. These flying insects travel in swarms of many millions. Yet they never hit one another. The secret behind this is an electrical perception given them by God. An organ on the front of the locust sends out an electrical signal. Allowing it to identify the location of other locusts and immediately change direction. Modern scientists are thinking of using this method employed by locusts to solve the problem of traffic accidents and are planning vehicles which can sense each other's presence. Aeroplanes, one of the benefits of developing transport technology. It is now easy to travel at high speeds with modern technology. The difficult thing is to be fast, but also quiet. Every edge of the wing creates turbulence during flight. Miniature whirlwinds behind the wing caused by the turbulence produce noise. That noise increases as these whirlwinds come together. Engineers seeking to eliminate that noise turned in the direction of nature and found that the solution was already there. The animal that has succeeded in doing this is the owl, the most silent flyer in nature. One of the reasons why owls fly so quietly is the undulations in their wings. Owl wings possess rough feathers absent in other birds. These can be seen with the naked eye. These muffle the noise caused by turbulence. Owls also have fine feathers, which make their wings soft. During flight, these eliminate the noise made by feathers rubbing together. Modern designers have taken advantage of this property of owl's wings and are planning modifications to aeroplane wings. They believe this will reduce aeroplane noise. Butterflies. Each one is a work of art with their brightly colored wings. The surprising thing is that there is no pigment, in other words, a substance that produces color in them. This vivid blue, for example, is one of the most striking colors in the animal kingdom. Yet, there is no blue pigment in the butterfly's wing. The secret lies in the reflection of light. Butterfly wings are covered with transparent scales which deceive the eye. Scientists aim a laser at a single butterfly scale. And watch what happens. The result is surprising. The blue color comes about with the reflection of the light from these transparent scales. It comes about in the same way as the colors in a soap bubble. There is no pigment in the bubble. Yet wonderful colors emerge when light strikes it. The reason for this is the way the sunlight is reflected from the thin skin of the bubble. Light rays of different wavelengths become mixed up together. Some grow stronger and others disappear. And this wonderful image is the result. Every single butterfly scale contains layers made up of leaf-like membranes. These layers function like the surface of a soap bubble. Due to the way the light strikes these layers, all shades apart from blue are eliminated. Modern-day designers are making use of this surprising feature of the butterfly. This car, for instance, has been coated with a material which controls the reflection of light. This means that the pigments in it will not fade with time. These light variations in the butterfly attracted the attention of the British Defence Evaluation and Research Agency, which thinks that this butterfly structure might open a new age in military vehicle camouflage. These examples once again reveal that, like other living things, butterflies have also been created with the design attributes necessary for their survival. This proves that God created them. God reveals His creative artistry in a verse from the Quran. He is God, the Creator, the Maker, the giver of form. To Him belong the most beautiful names. Everything in the heavens and earth glorifies Him. He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. We'll be right back. Research into artificial organs has stepped up with today's advanced technological techniques. One of these is an artificial heart. Like the real heart, the artificial one consists of two ventricles. That is the only point of similarity between the two. Researchers have placed a motor between the two ventricles. This motor pushes the internal walls of the two ventricles, and the heart contracts. There is a receptacle in the pumps in the artificial heart, and there is another system for pumping the blood in the container. In the real heart, the container itself functions as the pump. This is much more effective. The artificial heart works with a battery placed into the stomach. This battery needs to be constantly recharged with radio waves from a much larger battery package. The real heart is nourished and strengthened by the blood it pumps. This allows it to work for 50 to 60 years without needing any repairs. The real heart is able to renew itself. That is why it never loses the ability to keep working. All these features make it totally unique. Stephen Vogel, a bioengineer from Duke University in America, states that the human heart can never be imitated. It's that the engines we have available, whatever their power output or efficiency, work so differently. Heart muscle is a soft, wet, contractile engine, and that's just unlike anything in our technological armamentarium. So you can't imitate a heart. In short, despite all the technology he possesses, man will never manage to replicate the heart. That being the case, is it not evident that those who maintain that this heart and the whole body which contains it should have emerged by chance, Darwinists in other words, are making a huge mistake? God commands us to consider the proofs of creation and to give thanks to Him. O man, what has deluded you in respect of your noble Lord? He who created you and formed you and proportioned you and assembled you in whatever way He willed. Viruses represent a serious threat to computer systems. They first enter the system and then multiply by reproducing themselves. They seriously damage the texts and data in the computer. Many companies, therefore, believe it is necessary to develop an immune system for defense against these viruses. One of the studies in this field is continuing in the virus insulation laboratories of IBM's Watson Research Center. The inspiration behind it is the immune system in the human body. Steve White, one of the company's executives, states, "It's only the existence of an immune system that allows the human race to exist. Only an immune system in cyberspace will allow it to exist. Computer viruses have an artificial life. Just like biological viruses in nature, they use the system they find themselves in to reproduce themselves. Researchers set out from this point to study how the human immune system protects the body. When the body encounters a foreign organism, it immediately begins to create an antibody to recognize and neutralize the invader. In this way, the body suppresses the first infection. In order to be able to respond to similar occurrences more quickly in the future, it keeps some of these antibodies waiting on standby. Computer viruses also bear signs allowing their programmer to be recognized. The virus scanner programming computers sends a warning that there is a virus in the computer whenever it encounters such a signature. In other words, antivirus programs contain an antibody to recognize the virus signature, if not the whole virus. Yet again, this example shows that the solution to problems which people are unable to find the solution to in the technological arena are actually to be found in nature, or even our own bodies. This is because God, who created man and all of nature, possesses infinite knowledge and reason. Cameras are produced along the lines of the human eye. As technology advances and the secrets of the eye are revealed, so the technological features of these machines multiply. Despite this, however, the level of camera technology cannot be compared to the perfect features of the eye. The first step in taking a photograph is setting the focus. This is done by hand in manual cameras or automatically in more sophisticated ones. Yet this automatic system is quite slow and never produces a perfect focus. Whereas the human eye is constantly focusing, and in a very short space of time. It is sufficient to look at an object to see it clearly. Everything else is automatically carried out by the eye and the brain in the space of less than a tenth of a second. A picture taken by a camera in daylight is quite clear. Yet, if you take a shot somewhere dark, without a powerful flash, you will end up with almost no image at all. Yet you can still see around you perfectly, quite clearly in darkish conditions. Our eyes set themselves according to differing light conditions and intensities. It is the muscles around the pupil that bring this about. These muscles open up in the dark, the pupil expands, and more light is allowed to enter the eye. In daylight, on the other hand, the pupil contracts, and the amount of light entering the eye decreases. This ensures that the image is always clear. There is no doubt that the eye, with such a sensitive and flawless system, is a great blessing to us from God, our Creator. Indeed, in the Quran, God recommends that we think on this truth and give thanks to Him. Say, it is He who brought you into being and gave you hearing, sight, and hearts. What little thanks you show. Working in the depths of the oceans or the wastes of space poses a considerable risk to divers and astronauts, despite all our high technology. Scientists have therefore started to produce robots to work in these difficult conditions. Robot technology has a new concept on its agenda at the present time. Biomimetic robots, or machines which imitate nature. Scientists think it much better to make robots which imitate living things. For instance, robots resembling scorpions or ants are made in order to carry out explorations in the desert, or resembling fish or lobsters for undersea research. And these are much more successful than other types of robots. It is the flawless body designs of living things in nature that encourage scientists to imitate them. Arthropods are the best moving animals in the world. They are quick. Their structure has therefore attracted the attention of scientists, and robot research is taking these creatures as a model. This robot is called Ariel. The robot expert is Ed Williams. Ariel represents the first arthropod, or jointed legged robots. It was designed with the crab in mind. It is hoped that Ariel will help scientists in the exploration of unknown regions. Yet there is a great difference between Ariel and real living things. No matter how much Ariel resembles a crab, it even draws the power it needs to move its legs from a previously programmed computer. Its movements are much clumsier than those of a crab. Even the very best robot bears no comparison with a real arthropod. These examples show that enormous efforts need to be put in to imitate just one feature of a living thing. Darwin's theory of evolution, on the other hand, claims that living things emerged with no planning, purely by chance. Yet the more people study the details of nature, the more new proofs of the existence of God are found. In this film, we have seen how nature serves as a source of inspiration for scientists. The structures in nature have been created with such immense perfection that not even man's greatest successes come anywhere near replicating them. This demonstrates the enormous might and knowledge God possesses, the creator of all of nature. Another truth which needs to be understood is that God created everything without any model. This is one of the names of God. The title El Baadi in the Quran means He who creates with no model. In the Quran, our Lord says, He is the originator of the heavens and the earth. How could He have a son when He has no wife? He created all things, and He has knowledge of all things. That is God, your Lord. There is no God but Him, the creator of everything. So worship Him. He is responsible for everything.